how old were you when you started playing piano?
Oh, my mother started me when I was a little kid. I took piano lessons in classical music for about 12 years. And all my background was classical in my early years when I lived up on the High Line. I don't know how I got started with the dance bands up there, but they had a dance every Saturday night in those small towns. And we had a bunch of us got together and had a little orchestra, and we played every Saturday night. I was only about 13 years old then. But it was in a dance hall, you know, no liquor. And that's how I got started. And then when I've come down here, I played with orchestras too, for a long time. And the job at the Sip and Dip, I came in because the guy that was playing there wanted a two-week vacation. And so I had never played a piano bar in my life. And I'll tell you, I just sweat blood, I could call it, come in as a single. And I played there, and then he never came back from his vacation. And I've been there ever since. Saturday night.
What do you think of your fame?
I've never considered myself famous. They just made me famous. I think it's a matter of longevity, of being there so long, that brought it about, really, you know, through the years. And a company came through and made us the best bar in the world, and things went on from there. And I just kept playing, and then the next thing I knew, they were writing articles about me and coming in for interviews, and just it just happened, and I wasn't expecting it at all. Sweet Caroline, bye, bye, bye. Good times
never seem so good, so good, so good, so good. Can you tell me a bit about how you've seen the bar change and the town change?
It started out to be a real hot spot, you know. They had helicopter pads that even brought the people in from the airport, and we used to have a lot of CEOs. The salesman was on the road. Unfortunately, the people that I first knew and really knew at the beginning, they're pretty much all passed on. And we have a younger crowd now coming in, and the college kids found it, and they started coming up there, which we always had a crowd from, about 35 to 80, I always said. Mm-hmm. A very mixed crowd of ages, and they all had a good time. The young kids would come in and say, man, I can't believe I had such a good time and I was sitting here with all these old people, you know.
What is your favorite drink to get at the Sip and Dip after you're done playing?
Well, I pretty much quit drinking, but if I have a drink, it's a Cosmopolitan.
Okay. And what is your favorite song to play at the Sip and Dip?
I like Elvis's Can't Help Falling in Love with You. I'm an Elvis freak. He was my age, and so I like all his music.
Yeah, would you say you're a night owl?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, like when I saw you perform, I went to bed before you. I was like, oh my God, I'm so tired. How is she doing it?
No, it's just got to be a lifestyle. I don't go to bed early. I never have. When I started playing there, I'd go in at 9 o'clock and play till 2 in the morning. And I didn't take a break. And 6 nights a week when I started. So, you know, you get acclimated to it. I'm very grateful and blessed with the life I've had. So I've been very fortunate.